information for your life, and quirky stuff in between. It's Andrew Dickens' Sunday Cafe on Newstalk ZB.
Very special guest. He's already in the studio too, sitting in the back. Ricky Morris, the man who gave us Nobody Else, the man who first recorded Lord. He's our special guest in the final interview in about 10 minutes' time. The time right now, 11:30. It's time for travel. Megan Singleton, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Bloggeratlarge.com, of course, is your website. I've actually sold up our conversation wrong, because you were back in Christchurch a year ago, but your observations are comparing it to 3 years ago.
Oh, no, I was there this week. I just got back on Friday. Yeah. So, and we've been talking sort of every year for the past 3 years, and I go sort of once a year. So that's my kind of thing. So it was about a year since we last spoke from Christchurch, you and I. And so I went back down this week to do a couple of things and have another look around and just visit some of the new places that have opened. You know, there's a real sense of celebration when every, you know, little place opens, a new cafe comes back into business, or, you know, some buildings start to break ground and get put up. And if you recall the strip that used to be the night spot there in front of the Avon River, that's an exciting, really exciting project. It's going to be called The Terrace, and it's going to have some built-in terraces literally going right down into the river, so it will incorporate the river into its outdoor design, and it will be part of a 3 kilometre walkway that you can actually do right along the river. And then what was the strip will still be bars and restaurants, and it's going to be some great the buzz of activity is back there.
I remember it well, and I remember taking my kids to Christchurch about 5 years ago, and we had our very final lunch was on the strip, you know, and just looking at the river and seeing the weeping willows and all that sort of thing. It was fantastic. The fella who's developing the terrace, I'd like to congratulate him as well. He's putting his money where his mouth is, and there are some people who are saying that's maybe not a good idea or that it's monolithic, but I think it looks brilliant.
Well, I've got a photo of the, or at least a picture of the renderings I've put up on the blog. I think it looks really exciting. And he's hoping to be open in November for Cup and Show Week. So that's a big call, and that will just make a whole lot of buzz. Because to be honest, you do still walk around, and there are still some buildings that need to come down. And I kind of thought that phase would have been over by now. I'm just talking in the CBD. But, you know, then new things are going up. Victoria Street is really coming along fantastically for restaurants and bars and nightlife, and that's well worth going into. And there's another guy there who's sort of taking over a whole lot of businesses, Tony Astle, not the Auckland Tony Astle, but the Christchurch Tony Astle. He's doing a fantastic job along Victoria Street.
Now, New Regent Street is open for business again, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is, and that's where the tram line runs through that, and it's really cute. It's a bright splash of colour in the midst of a lot of grey rubble and scaffolding, and it's really good. So they're still tenanting that street, but it's got sort of boutiques and cafes, and it's great in there. I went to a really cool cafe that's getting worldwide attention down there, and it's called C1 Espresso. And I don't know if you remember back in the day, there used to be department stores where the money would come shooting through the ceiling down in Shoots, Well, he serves burgers that way. It's really fun, and it's totally worth going to see. And of course, the tannery is now
just on New Regent Street. Can I say the one thing about it is people feared with the redevelopment of Christchurch it would end out looking like a city from the 21st century. But the whole thing about New Regent Street, it's got those echoes of what, you know, Christchurch used to be like, you know?
Yeah, and it was built in 1952, and they basically just restored it.
So we haven't lost everything. This is the important thing for people going down there, thinking that they're not going to see anything of the old Christchurch. There is still old Christchurch there, including the tannery, which is like a Sydney Victorian arcade, which has been restored. Woolston?
In Woolston, and they're still trying to save facades of some of the buildings. In fact, right opposite C1, which is in the old post office building, which is still the old post office building, still standing, and across the road, you know, they're trying to save those facades. They're shoring it up while they remove piece by piece everything that's devastated and behind it, and then they'll build something else new. So they're picking the city apart slowly and saving as much as they possibly can. And then there is a lot of glass and copper sort of sculpture or structure at least coming back. But, you know, it's a new city. It's a new day. Napier was built in the 30s, and it reflects that. And Christchurch is going to reflect, you know, this era as well of design.
Now, the Carbore Cathedral.
Yeah, so I popped in. This is my first time to be able to go in, and it's good. I really like the chairs. I've got a great photo of the chairs in there. I was a little disappointed with the cardboard tubing. A lot of it, maybe it got a bit bumped and bruised when it was assembled. There is some talk about it needing to settle for a little bit, and then they'll go up and perhaps rewrap or some of those cardboard tubes. But it's a fantastic venue for acoustics, and Dame Malvina Major's coming up there shortly, and so you can book that out for events as well as it being the church for the people who lost their church.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's temporary, and it is, is a phenomenon. It's only because of the earthquake, and it's quite good to go and see these phenomena, and it's not going to be there forever. It's like an attraction. And the other thing that's very funny, or not funny, but notable about it, is that the cathedral's offices for their workers are in containers.
Yeah, so there's containers pressed up against the left-hand side, and you look and peek in there, and there's all the reverends and stuff working on their desks and behind these curtains that separate the container from the rest of the building.
Where there's a will, where there's a faith, there is a way.
Yeah, a lot of innovation down there, and, you know, brought about because of this devastation. So it's really great to go and have a look. And if you haven't been for a while, they need you, they need your smiles, and they need your money. So head down there.
All right, this is on bloggeratlarge.com, but I put a link on my Facebook page as well. Megan Singleton, thank you so much.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Talk next weekend. News Talk ZB.
Find out what's happening on air, discuss the big issues, and get breaking news first on our Facebook page. Newstalkzb.co.nz/Facebook.